Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Peter LaViolette now joining us here on the program. A little coffee with the coach here. Peter, do you ever have a chance at all in the middle of the season to just sort of, when you watch a game, ever appreciate sort of the general entertainment value of a game? I know you didn't get the points you wanted, but do you ever allow yourself to, when you're watching film, to say, man, that was just a really intense, fun hockey game?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes. Good morning to you guys.
Morning, coach.
Hey, so yeah, I mean, sometimes you get a chance. I think even inside of a game, where your team really plays well and the other team plays well, and there's a result at the end of the night, I think sometimes you can appreciate it. I find it more often than not. I find those games to be games that aren't attached to points and attached to my team and the standings and your success. And when it gets into that, you start looking at it more as, okay, what did we do right? What did we do wrong? What could we do better? Even in the moment. And so there are times, I think, when it's our team where you step back and you say, oh, that was spectacular. And you might have lost, you might have won, but you just say that was an unbelievable hockey game. But more often than not, I find it if I'm watching a football game or if I'm watching a different hockey game, I can appreciate that more as a spectator and somebody who likes to watch sports. Watch a golf game, like you see a golf match on Sunday, like when Tiger Woods made his run there, for another jacket. That was big, and like you were enthralled and you appreciated it for what it was.
So you're maybe saying you're a little too close to the points that the Nashville Predators need every single night to enjoy it.
At times I think you are. I think there are times. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I look back at the last game. I'm sorry, I was a few minutes late here. I look back at the last game. I'm not sure if that's what you're referring to. And I look at what could we have done better in the overtime? What could we have done better in the second period? I didn't mind the first period. I liked the fight in the third period. I thought the penalty kill was tremendous. The power play got us a big goal. And so there were some positives that came out of it. But, like, I didn't step back from that one and just say, wow, that was a great hockey game against Tampa Bay. They got a good team. And, you know, it was more like, what could we have done better 5-on-5 in the second period? What could we have done differently in the overtime?
Now, Coach, obviously, Tampa scores 3 goals, and that was a hard-fought game. It felt like a playoff game watching it. I don't know if it felt that way on the bench.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that was a hard-fought game. They scored 3 goals. Pekka's, you know, he's 28 saves on 31 shot attempts. Assess his play, because even though they had 3 goals, I thought there was a stretch where, especially when they had the 5-minute penalty, where Pekka just played fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, he's played 2 really good games. If you look back on it, the game in I think it was Carolina, yeah, you know, he went in there and he was fantastic, especially early on in that game. You know, I thought we played a pretty good game in Carolina, but there was a couple saves that were in tight. They were point blank, and Carolina does that. They push the pace. They're a high numbers team. They're a high event team. And there was a couple chances in early. And had those gone in, that game maybe goes a different way. And that's, I think, really, you know, when your goalie can make a difference inside of a game that early, to make that save, to keep it at 0-0, so we got the lead at 1-0, and then we pushed it to 2-0, and then we were playing with that lead and defending that lead. But he was terrific then, and they both had pretty good numbers against Tampa Bay. Pekka's was more extensive, and he had a good run against Tampa, and so we gave him the start there. He looked terrific again, so that was really good to see. He's got back-to-back outings where I thought he was real sharp.
Peter LaViolette joining us here, head coach of the Nashville Predators. Peter, why was Tuesday the right time to bring Kyle Turris back into the lineup?
Well, we had 20 players. Kyle was playing anyway, but at that point, with with Granlund being out, we were down to 20. But Kyle was going to play anyway. It was a, like I said, going back, the decisions, when you make those decisions, they're tough. I really liked the way our team had played. We had won 3 out of 4. I thought we should have won the Vegas game. We played well enough, did the right things, and went down to Carolina and won that game. And so we played the Florida game. I don't think we played particularly well. I think with Arvey being out, we were going to try Duchesne up on the wing. We got quite a few centermen right now, and I think they're natural centermen between Johansson and Bonino and Sissons and Kyle and Johansson. So all these guys are natural centermen, and just trying to find the right lineup and the right mix, and it changes. And I do think you need certain elements in your lineup on a nightly basis, and toughness and penalty killers. So it's not, they're not just simple decisions. There's a lot that goes into it. And give Kyle a lot of credit, because he came back and he played a good hockey game. He produced, he won a big faceoff that led to a goal, and on the power play, he was able to thread one through on a one-timer, which was a really great shot, so it was good for him.
Now, Coach, has there been more of an emphasis on the defensive end of the rink? Because I said hockey is interesting in this respect. Football, there's an offense and there's a defense. And sometimes, whatever the defense does, it doesn't directly affect the offense in the sense that, the offense got to score points regardless. And if the defense stops them, great. If it doesn't, then so be it. But you don't have guys playing both sides of the ball. Hockey, You have guys playing both sides of the ice. And you guys were started off so hot scoring, but was giving up some goals. Has it been an extra added incentive, or have you paid more attention to the defensive end of the hockey rink because you're stopping teams, but you're not scoring as many points as you did before, or as many goals?
I understand your question. So the long and short of the answer is that I think that things change throughout the course of the season. It's not like football where you prepare for one game and you have one game plan. You're moving from night to night, and sometimes it's back-to-back situations. Sometimes it's 4 games and 6 nights, and there's times where everything gets on a roll, whatever that everything might be. It might be your penalty kill. It might be your power play. It could be 5-on-5. It could be defense. It could be hot goaltending. There was a stretch where, you're right about the beginning of the year, we were scoring goals, and they seemed to be coming at will. There wasn't more of an emphasis on offense at that point, just the regular game plan. But when we were shooting pucks, the shooting percentage was high, and we were scoring goals. Defensively, I thought we were giving up too much. And I don't think that you can win on a consistent basis if you're giving up so many odd man rushes and you're not taking care of the defensive end and paying attention to details. So there, I do think that you go in and you start beating the drum about playing better defense and better layers and less odd man rushes and making sure that we have numbers behind the puck when we don't have possession of the puck. So there's a lot of things that go into it to become a better defensive team. And I think for the most part, prior to this year, over the accumulation of 5 years, we're one of the lowest goals against, if not the lowest goals against team in the league. And I do think that that's a priority, but you do have to find the balance between offense and defense. And so you can't just defend. You have to play offense. During the stretch where, we had lost a couple games, I think we had a bad night on the penalty kill against Vancouver. 5-on-5, the numbers were through the roof that we should have been scoring goals, and we weren't. There was a stretch of 5 or 6 games where we were out shooting teams 2-1, quality chances 2-1. The zone chances were in our favor heavily, where we wanted to be. And we weren't winning at first, and then we started winning hockey games. Since then, it's cooled down a little bit, and we haven't generated as much as I'd like to generate in the last 2 or 3 games from a 5-on-5 standpoint in the dangerous scoring areas, and I think we've given up a little bit too much. So to answer your question, I think it changes in segments of the season. We do talk about defense because I think it's a priority But I'd like to, you know, if you're asking me moving forward what I'd like to see Saturday night, I'd like to see us tighten up in front of our goaltender just a little bit. And I definitely think we need more action in front of their net, and that's what we've been talking about at the rink at practice.
Last one here, Coach, and we'll let you go. Obviously, hockey is a game of attrition, especially once you get to the postseason. Injuries are a factor. Yeah. Obviously, you guys are being affected by that right now. So that makes depth important. What you've got in Milwaukee and what you've got on the bench is important. What have you seen from those players, the Daniel Carrs, the Matthew Olivier? I know Steven Santini got a few minutes. What have you seen from sort of that layer of this organization and how they've come along, and are you is that group ready to go when push comes to shove?
I think they are, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to get an evaluation. There's a chance that we might recall coming up here for the game on Saturday. It depends on the health of the locker room and where we're at, but it has been good to see these players. I mean, Santini was a guy that we picked up in the trade. If you remember when we started the season, we've been rolling at 20 and 21 players with the sole purpose of leaving spots available to recall players to insert them when they're playing well. And so Santini had been playing well. We brought him up and we put him in. When we felt that we needed a heavier lineup, we're going in to play Vegas and we're going in to play St. Louis. We recalled Matthew Olivier, so it was good to see him. We recently sent him back down to continue to work on his game, but there was good things that he did from a physical standpoint and a hockey standpoint, and it was good for him to get his first taste. If you think back to some of the players on our team, like Arvidsson, he didn't just make it. He was up and down a few times. Sissons was up and down a few times. So Matthew Olivier probably falls into that category of a guy who's going to go down, continue to work on his game, and we'll probably see him again at some point. Carr was best player in the league for a couple weeks in a row, just hot scoring goals, and we brought him up. I thought he's played really well. I think he's been snake bit, a guy that, and that's the thing about it, a goal scorer and somebody who can put up points is when you get to this level, you need to do it here. And he has had a lot of chances from shooting and redirects and tips and going to the front of the net, and he can't seem to buy a point right now. So he's been bit with some tough luck, but there's a lot of guys that are playing well down there, and we want to continue to look at them. And that's why we've kept the number at 21 and 20 and 22 and left a spot open up here to recall these guys to see what they can do.
Coach, obviously, thank you for joining us. We'll talk soon, and best of luck against New Jersey on Saturday night.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a good day.
Absolutely. Peter Laviolette. We'll be right back. I got a couple of thoughts, a couple of reactions to Coach Lavi there on Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.